Thanks, Terry. 7:30 right now, and it's 38 in Marshfield, 41 in Rapids, 37 in Merrill, 38 in Wausau right now, and that's some light drizzle and clouds here in Stevens Point. We're at 40 degrees, and joining me in the studio is Brad Behrens of the Wisconsin Alliance Camp. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Yeah, drizzling when you came in a little bit?
Just slightly.
Not too bad.
It
could be snowing this time of year.
So. True.
You know, last time we had you here, you were doing like a wrap-up of the deer hides that you did last year, and you're bringing it back. Now, you're collecting deer hides for the Wisconsin Lions Foundation. How many years have you been doing this?
The Lions Club has been doing it for well over 30 years. It started out of Thorpe, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. with Bernie Stitchin, has grown into a statewide project with over 225 collection sites right now in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I remember when Bernie first started that out. I was at a different radio station in a different area, and we were talking about it, and he was all excited about it. It was a great idea, too. And so is he still involved?
He is still part of it. I talked to him last week. He had over 50 hides as of last week.
Already.
At 80-some years old, he's still going strong.
He's still going strong. Good for him. So maybe you can tell everyone what this is all about for the Wisconsin Lions Foundation.
Yeah. So we collect deer hides across the state of Wisconsin. All the deer hides are sold to our buyer, and all the proceeds benefit our Wisconsin Lions Camp out of Rosholt, Wisconsin.
Okay. So when people bull hunting or gun hunting, you get your deer, and once you do everything you have to do with your deer, the deer hide, you can drop them off somewhere, right?
Yes. We have collections all across the state. Here in Stevens Point, we have a collection site at Frank's Hardware on Highway 10. A Lions member or individual that donates their time collects the hides. We have one big collection in January, and they all go to our deer hide buyer.
Okay. Is there certain things a person has to do to the deer hide before they drop it off?
Nope. Just take off the head, legs, and leave us the hide, and we'll take it from there.
You'll take it from there, do the salting and everything that you have to do at that point. Oh. So how did we do last year?
Last year, we had a total of 18,000 deer hides with 11,000 tails. That raised us over $109,722.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money. And that all goes to the Wisconsin Lions Foundation. Now, if people are just joining us, we're talking with Brad Behrens of the Wisconsin Lions Foundation. And can you tell us where that money goes, what it does?
So this mainly benefits our Wisconsin Lions Camp. This allows children with special needs to go to a free camp in Wisconsin, blind children, children with diabetes, special needs kids that can be with other children with the same issues, that they can attend a free camp, meet some friends, and talk about their situation.
And you know that you can go to the Wisconsin Lions website too to get some information on that. But that is life-changing for some of these kids.
It's very life-changing.
I mean, they go there and they can see they know there's other people like them.
Yep, and just all the different activities that they can do, boating, camping, archery, climbing walls, high ropes course, everything that they get to do is amazing.
Yeah, and the people at the camp are so good with the children that are there. And, you know, and they when they start out, you see some of the children, they're kind of, you know, a little scared, not quite sure what's going on. But when they're done, the confidence.
It's amazing to see the transformation when they get there to when they leave, how they're just reactions and life-changing for them.
Yeah, and that's just so worth it right there. What a great cause. And if people haven't gone to the Wisconsin Lions Camp, I recommend they go out and just take a look and see what it's all about.
Check out what's going on. You can stop by there anytime. And right now they just got finished with their disc golf course also.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, so that's up and running?
Yes.
Okay. Probably not in the winter. But
it's still going here for a little bit until the snow flies.
Oh, that's neat. That is neat. So a lot of stuff happening at the Wisconsin Lions Camp too. So the deer hide collection going strong, so people get their deer and they got to find a collection site. Can they find it online?
Yes. If you go to wlf.info and there's a events tab across the top, hit that and then scroll down to the deer hide collection, and there will be an interactive map with all the 225 sites across the state.
Okay, and it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and so much help with all the hunters in the area too. What are the deer hides, what are they made into?
So our deer hide buyer makes deer hide gloves. These gloves can be purchased at Menards, Cabela's, any of the large retailers. He makes lots of them, and he needs our hides to help him make the gloves.
Okay, and then proceeds go to the Wisconsin Lions Foundation.
Correct.
What a great deal. That is so nice. And those are some great gloves, too. Mm-hmm. Those are real strong and sturdy and everything else. That's done right. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and good luck this year with the deer hide collection.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Brad Behrens with the Wisconsin Lions Foundation and their deer hide collection.
B104.9 is pure country.
I'm
B104.9, Real Country.